You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. In the last year and a half, most artists have had to reinvent themselves and change how they do business. Such was the case for our first guest, Mercedes Munoz, known for her work in ceramics. Hello, Mercedes. You are on mute.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to talk with you about your new work and the story of how you've had sort of this glow up during the pandemic. But first, let's hear a little bit about you. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like you said, my name is Mercedes. I am a ceramic and illustration artist, born and raised in Juneau, went to school, got a BFA in Montana, and moved back here and continued creating right away, finding a way to get my hands on clay, which is, you know, not an easy medium to work with and not an easy medium to find a space to work with. So right now I am currently working out of my home studio where I create hand-built and wheel-thrown functional porcelain forms. And porcelain is this really white, beautiful clay body that lends itself to creating detailed illustrations that shine through all the processes of creating. And the end result allows me to take a functional form and my love of illustration as well, and really meld those two mediums together and foster this connection to the present moment while I'm creating. And also that's kind of what I'm interested in when it comes to pottery as well. I think that when you're using something handmade, there's really a pull to be present, and I'm inspired to add a little bit of ceremony and, a little bit of ceremony to every day.
Yes, I'm a big fan of your work, but I was wondering if you could describe it a little bit more for our audiences. What sort of final products do you end up with, and what are the sort of inspirations behind the illustrations that you do? What kinds of illustrations end up on them?
Well, let's see. The forms, probably the most common thing I make are mugs. I think everybody loves mugs, and they're one of those things that you can never have too many of, or at least that's for me. So I love creating mugs, but I also do other forms, goblets, pitchers, platters, anything that can be used in everyday life. And then as far as the illustrations, I tend to go back and forth between like playful illustrations of plant and animal life home to this region. And also I'm really inspired by just like patterns and geometric shapes. So I do a lot of line work, black and white line work on my pottery as well, and sometimes a juxtaposition of the two. So I'm inspired by a lot, but mostly the things that I'm seeing in my, you know, right outside my home studio here in Juneau. I'm an animal lover. I'm into gardening. I'm into, you know, we have chickens, so I'm just inspired by everything around me out here.
And we have some pictures up on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, of Mercedes in action and some of her work. Can you describe the process of working with ceramic and porcelain? What are some of the steps you have to take?
Well, sure, yeah. So first I start with a ball of clay, and either I'm forming it by hand through a machine that flattens it and then I can shape it, or I create it on the wheel. And recently I've created a video series. I partnered with Nathan Kelly through an award from the Alaska State Council on the Arts. But you can check that out on my Instagram or on my YouTube to see a more detailed glimpse of all the steps I take to make a single piece. But it's involved. There's the throwing, then trimming the foot, making a handle, creating the illustration on the piece itself, and then multiple firings and glazing techniques go into a final finished product.
So what is it about this medium that makes it your outlet for creative expression?
That's a good question. I think the biggest draw that I have to pottery, and I've kind of said this a little bit already, but it is so easy to, for one, go through autopilot every day. It's easy to get caught up in the busy moments of life. And especially when it comes to drinking and eating, they're one of these things that we can, you know, drink our coffee or eat a quick breakfast on the way to work, or, you know, not really sit down and even taste our food or, you know, be aware of what we're consuming. And I think that for me, pottery is an opportunity to slow that process down. And I, at least for me, when I am using something handmade, whether it's a coffee cup in the morning or a handmade plate while I'm eating dinner, there is no way that I can't be a little bit more present and aware of what I'm doing and the moment that I'm in. And I think that that's true for more than just me. So it's that connection that happens in everyday moments that I'm really inspired to, you know, just make a little bit more special and add more ceremony to.
I love that answer, and I can relate to it completely. Do you ever think about changing to something totally different, or is there like enough of a flow of new ideas to keep you going in ceramics and porcelain, you know, forever?
Oh, well, I think I definitely have a lifetime worth of learning and exploring to do. And I've heard that of other ceramic artists too. It's just a medium that, you know, I can't, you know, I don't think people, you know, say, oh, I've made it, I know everything now. There's always something to learn, and that's something that's really exciting about the medium. But I have always been, you know, before I got into working with clay, I have always been into drawing and painting. And that's something that I've been exploring more in recent years, and something that I'll continue to moving forward as well. I can't see myself ever not doing pottery, but I will continue to bring that 2D piece into my process more and more.
Well, that's good news, because I know a lot of people want your work. But when COVID hit, you were actually in the middle of exhibiting work at the Jack, and you had to shut it down early, quickly. How did you feel in that moment?
That was, you know, that was actually the first time for me that it really sunk in what the pandemic was and what was happening. When that, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, everything is shutting down. That was really the first time someone had told me like things are shutting down, when I heard that was happening. And it was a strange time for sure. I had actually just had a baby, so I wasn't planning on doing any pottery for a little while anyway. I took the summer off, and then later that fall, I had partnered with Amalga Distillery, the awesome people up there, to do a project to create some mugs for their neighborhood kits. And they helped me promote myself as an artist, which they have for years. They've been super supportive of me and tons of other artists, and kind of inspired me to work on cultivating a virtual following. And so that was kind of, I think, the Kickstarter for me moving to a more virtual platform. And then simultaneously, I was working on creating a website so that I could showcase my work that way. Creating a website has always been one of those things that I was just like, oh, I don't have time for it right now, I'll do it later. And then when the pandemic set in, I was like, well, I'm not going to be exhibiting, so what else am I going to do? This is the perfect time. And then it was just kind of like a perfect storm between creating the website, you know, doing that project with Amalga, and then kind of like something clicked with me where I was like, people are still wanting this connection. They're still wanting to see art and be a part of art, but it has to be done in a different way now. And it felt like an opportunity that I just didn't want to squander. So I threw myself all in to creating. Really, now it's been, I mean, since I've been doing it virtually, it's been almost a year now, and I've been releasing small bodies of work every few months to keep that consistency. And yeah, it's been going really well. I'm now, you know, still delivering a lot of work throughout Juneau, but I've started shipping outside of Juneau and all over the country too. So it's been a whirlwind and so exciting and such a lemonade out of lemons kind of situation for me.
Do you feel like you're on a new level with your work now? Do you have, it seems like maybe you have some increased interest or higher demand for your work, requests for more work, custom work. How are you handling all that?
I think I've been putting in, you know, a ton of time. So it is something that I'm pursuing on a professional level. It's not, you know, I'm not doing just like a little exhibit here and there anymore. I'm at this every day. And so it very much is my full-time profession, and treating it that way, I think, is allowing me to expand my creativity, come up with new ideas, be excited about the process, be excited about sharing with my community. So I think just, you know, I think with any art form, the more time you put into it, the more you're going to see come out of it.
That's great. Well, your next release is this Saturday, and it will actually be in person at your studio. What do we need to know if we want to attend?
So all the details are on my Instagram or website too. My website is MercedesMunozCeramics.com, and my Instagram is Mercedes Munoz Art. That's my handle. But I am opening up my studio. I had already been planning to host the event outdoors. So with the increase in COVID cases here recently, I have been able to put in place some safety protocols so that it's going to be much more spread out than we had originally intended. But that is my plan still, to have everybody out here. And I will be limiting the number of people that can shop at one time, but you'll be able to come through, see the work that I've been creating for the last few months now. And this is probably the biggest collection of work that I've released. So for anybody who's been wanting to see my work in person or has been wanting to get more than one piece, I'd say that this is a really great opportunity. And I am so excited to see everybody in person. I have loved doing these online releases, and I'm super grateful for the support that I've had, but I am also so excited to see everybody again. It's been a long time.
And I think everybody's ready to see you too and see your work in person. I know it's so nice to be able to look at a piece up close, maybe touch it if that's allowed. So,
Oh yeah, totally. It'll be fun. We have a huge tent, so we are prepared, rain or shine. And it's going to be fun. I'm really excited.
Well, thank you for talking with me today. Thank you for opening up your home studio this Saturday to your fans and lovers of ceramics and your art. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today, Mercedes?
Thank you. I'm just super appreciative to be on here talking with you. I'm appreciative for our community. That I could say a million times. Juneau and Alaska is an amazing place to live if you're an artist. It's incredibly supportive, and I feel so fortunate to be part of this community.
Well, we're lucky to have you, and it's been great to talk with you too. We used to see you a lot, and now I just realize it's been a very long time since we've had you as
yes,
a guest on the show. So,
yes, it has been. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on the show, and lots of luck with your exhibit this weekend, your release.
Thank you.
Up next, it's said that classical music concerts are 98% rehearsal and 2% performance. So coming up, a chance to taste some of the icing on the cake. Music lovers, mark your calendars for the Juno Piano Series. Here's Bird Note.